USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to address the nation at 3:45 p.m. Eastern Time today. This as the president sends 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan, bringing the total number of troops being sent to Afghanistan to 7,000. The Taliban gaining control of the capital city of Afghanistan, Kabul, after the Afghan president fled the country. Louisiana Republican Senator Steve Scalise reacts to everything going on in Afghanistan.
It's a very dire situation when you see the United States Embassy being evacuated. In fact, you just had President Biden a few days ago saying you wouldn't see helicopters evacuating the embassy like Saigon, and yet here we are.
At least seven people are dead after Afghans rushed the tarmac of the Kabul airport following the Taliban's takeover. All evacuation flights have been stopped. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.